Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am Amy.
And I'm Kirsty.
Together, we run this podcast.
Together, we are the Utter Decluttering, just in case you weren't sure. This week, we're talking about stuffed toys or soft toys or, you know, those things that breed in your kids' rooms.
Oh, do they ever. This episode was requested by Vicky Mahoney. Do you reckon that's how I say her surname? Good. Wasn't sure. And it's such a good episode because my kids are soft toy kids. Yeah, yours? Yes, I know Emily is.
Emily definitely is.
Because I've seen her bedroom. I've slept in there. It's like sleeping in a shrine.
You slept in a soft toy shop.
Yes.
Oliver loves them too, but not quite. He, I would say he's matured out of his love of soft toys. He still has he's still got his teddy, his night toy, his cuddle toy, but he doesn't need a million of them anymore.
Yeah, mine both love them. Elijah more so. So Jesse's 13, so he's still, you know, he's still got soft toys, but he doesn't, and if he's sick, he's not walking around with one under his arm. Lige is the most paternal child I've ever met in my life. So in our family, Elijah doesn't have soft toys.
He has real
sons.
Yeah.
He calls them his sons. Okay, so not only are they his sons,
but they're real.
Oh, I'm a grandparent, all right.
Yeah.
But they're real.
Yeah.
And not pretend real.
Real.
So I found a son of his in the lounge room.
You can call it a toy.
Oh, we call it a sons at home. We call them his sons.
Okay.
And I took it and I went into his bedroom and I just threw it onto his bed. Oh, my goodness. Worst grandma moment ever. Because I had a sobbing, sobbing, distraught child that I had abused one of his sons. And you would never throw me. You would never rough me like that. Why would you rough one of my sons? Don't you know they have feelings too? See, what you're doing right now is what I
was doing inside,
trying not to do out loud. So we're talking, like, we go away on holidays and whatever son he brings with us has to go and carry on because they can't breathe in the cargo area of a plane. So literally in a backpack, the son comes with the zip half open.
Yeah, I was going to say, so like that they can, meerkat sticking out.
Head sticking out. We've had going to sleepovers and 2 hours of tears because we forgot our son. And he's a really intelligent kid. He's just so soft-hearted and divine and so paternal. Like, all he wants to be is a dad. That his sons,
if him and Emily get married.
Oh, my gosh. They'll have one of those creepy houses with toys everywhere.
Toys and children.
And children.
They'll have, like, 9 children.
Oh, Elijah would love that. Oh, he would love it. I love that. Like, I love that his passion for his sons is out of what God's put in his little heart for other people. You've just got to take it very seriously. Very seriously.
I'm still really wanting to cack myself.
He got a new son on Friday night because my gorgeous sister Beck, Elijah and Beck both love the movie The Little Prince, you know, that French movie. They love it. And there's this fox. And so Beck had the soft toy of the fox and she's recently moved house and she was getting rid of it. So she asked if Elijah wanted it. You should have seen his face light up. It was better than anything he's ever, like, he was just on ninth heaven. Like, it was gorgeous. So I come at Soft Toys as a grandma of sons. But it's a very, very important part of the Revelle household. And I think it's beautiful. I don't think, I have no judgment that you're ever too old to have, to sleep with a, so I've got a friend who's in her early 40s who still sleeps with a teddy. And I'm so okay with that. I think that's great if that's what helps you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. All up for it.
Yep.
All right, that's the Revelle side of things. Kirst, hit us up.
We do struggle to let go of soft toys. Again, Oliver not so much, but we do have very particular ones, like, that I know. Like, we know that there's Ellie is part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ellie.
It's like having a child.
Ellie is our third child. Mm-hmm. And then Daddy Toy is our fourth child.
Yeah, I've heard all about Daddy Toy.
Yeah, so for listeners who haven't heard, there's they're very popular, and they were very popular a few years ago. You can get –
it's like a voodoo doll, really.
It is a voodoo doll. It's got a picture of Simon it's printed.
It's a full voodoo doll.
It's a what?
It's a full voodoo doll.
It is a full voodoo doll. Except it's not. It doesn't have arms and legs on it, because it's a photo. I took a photo of Simon and it got printed on material and then backed and stuffed. So, and Simon is wearing off. It's that well loved. And I got one for Oliver and Emily when Simon was traveling a lot. So, and Emily wants a mummy doll.
Oh, because you travel more than he does now.
Yes. but that they are our non-negotiables.
Yep.
Oliver is fine not to take any other toys with him anywhere. Mm-hmm. Emily often.
But he still take, like, if you came to, when you're in Melbourne now, he's bought those.
He's only bought Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie comes.
Yeah.
Ellie can't, he can't go to sleep without Ellie.
Yep. Yep.
And then Emily has a menagerie.
Yeah.
But we limit her when we go traveling. So it's always Daddy Toy. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, she's in love with a particular puppy.
Yep. We've had to extend from one because it's not fair that he's not an only child and that his sons would be only children. So when we travel, they travel in pairs, like on Noah's Ark. Dead set. This is the reasoning.
I believe.
It's not even like I want a teddy for each arm. It's like,
they can't be alone.
Who's he going to play with when we're out during the day? Like, that's really mean. Would you just lock him up inside all day?
Has he seen Toy Story 4 yet?
No, I'm going to take him on Wednesday. No, tomorrow. I'm going to take him on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Better not Wednesday. I've got a pretty big client Wednesday. I'm taking him tomorrow. He doesn't know this, though, so that's all good.
Well, he's not going to hear this.
He's not.
Then. Soft toys are very hard to declutter.
Really hard. They're the adult version of sentimental items.
Yeah, particularly when you have very paternal, mm-hmm. maternal, and attached children.
Yep. Teddies are so much more than teddies when they're that age. They're their first friends. They're their first comfort when they hear an argument happen. They're the person that they talk to. Like, it's not just a teddy. Kirsty's looking at me like, I've gone a bit nana, I've got on the Lygee train.
Yeah, it's just so I'm discombobulated right now.
Don't you agree, though?
I just find it so bizarre that you are okay with this. When
this is not what you expected.
You are in every other area, you are like, no. No. Declutter, declutter, declutter. Soft toys, clutter it up, baby. I just find it bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you not see the irony or hypocrisy?
Yes,
or?
Possibly. I'm not saying you should have a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I understand. I don't
and
have
it's
one.
It's good. It's I'm
but
enjoying.
I
am enjoying the
complexity of Amy.
I am. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just discombobulated.
Yeah. So I had a teddy until I was probably 19 because her boyfriend had given it to me in high school. And I slept with him. His name's Bridges. And I slept with him probably till I was 18, 19. And then Jesse got him when he was born, and that's he loves sleeping with Bridges. But I have, on occasion when I've got really bad insomnia, gone and got Bridges from Jesse's room. Like, we're talking in the last 5 years, probably 3 or 4 occasions, and gone, do you know what, if this will work?
Yeah.
Straight off to sleep.
Wow.
Straight off to sleep. So now I have like this really fluffy pillow near my bed. So if like I'm struggling to fall asleep, sometimes just having something that you can kind of get comfortable with helps. It's not quite a teddy, but I totally get it. Like my girlfriend who sleeps with a teddy in her 40s, I get it. It's not.
But okay, so let's put aside the sleeping comfort
okay.
teddies.
Yeah.
What about just the menagerie of,
yeah, no.
of soft toys? So I think there is definitely space. Oh, look, you know, there's space for all of it. If a kid wants all of it, it's challenging, you know, like I put limits on them. I want boundaries on it.
Yeah.
But sleeping toys are different in my mind than stuffed toys that get played with once every holiday when you're pretending to be back yeah. at school.
Okay, that makes sense. So you've got like the stuffed toys that are sitting in a toy basket that just never get played with versus yeah. the I can't go on a holiday without this one.
I can't
go to bed.
Go anywhere without yeah. this one potentially. Yeah.
And I think there's a couple of ways you can come at it. Like come at it from a health perspective. That thing is just like riddled with dust mites if it's just sitting around, even if it's not just sitting around, if you're taking it everywhere. So my first piece of advice would be wash them. Like put them in a bra bag. That can be a good way to actually protect the actual toy or son. Put it in a bra bag, put it on a really light wash and dry it out in the sun so it gets rid of some of those dust mites because it can be really gross. Nits can get in on them. What else have I had clients have had trouble with soft toys? Scabies. I've had clients with scabies that have struggled with soft toys. So, you know, like there's so many things that can live in soft toys that you really, like, you just clean
them. Gross.
Just clean yeah. them. They're little cesspools sometimes. The kids dribble on them, wet the bed, vomit on them, snot on them.
Bleed on them.
Does this make it sound enticing to anybody to have a stuffed toy in their house?
I realised that we were getting in the car the other day to drive down here and I realised that Ellie has blood all over her.
She needs a wash.
I know she needs a wash. The other thing about Ellie, she's had so many surgeries.
Yes.
Because Oliver likes eating her. But, you know, like
it. Yeah, chewing on it.
It's a chewing toy. Well. 10-year-old, disgusting child.
Our poor and children.
So he, yeah, but Ollie also bites his fingers. So then his fingers bleed.
Oh, and then it gets on Ellie.
And it gets on Ellie. So she needs a wash.
Yeah. And you can wash. If you're going to donate soft toys, please just only donate things you would be happy for someone to gift to your child. So if it really is gross and there's dirt all over it, you're going to have to throw it out because you don't want to pass that on to another home. You could use it to stuff a beanbag.
Mm-hmm.
What else could you do with your soft stuffed toys?
Could wash them before you give them away.
Yep, wash them, give them away. Good idea. Anything else?
I can't.
You used to be able to give them to places like hospitals. You can't do that anymore. They won't take them because they're just cesspools.
But you might be able to give them to domestic. There's other places that you yes. can donate them to.
Yeah, women's refuges. And yeah, I like that.
And preschools and daycare centres and just depends. You need to check with the people that you're wanting to donate it to whether or not they'll take them. But wash them.
Yep.
Right, we all know how much you love the art of decluttering. And I have got something equally as good as the art of decluttering. It is Amy's book, Simply Organised. You get a couple of hours of Amy's dulcet tones talking to you as she explains to you all the goodness of how to simply get organised and declutter your home. Head over to Amazon and you can get the Kindle version or the audiobook there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One of the things I want to encourage people on is it can be really hard to encourage children to let go of soft toys. I mean, you can never pick which one they're going to form an attachment to.
Yes.
It's often the ugliest, weirdest one that they form the I can't leave the house without this one, not the beautiful first Christmas teddy that your mum bought for them. So curb the influx so you don't have to then push things going out the other end. So do you really need to buy your kid a, as I just said, a first Christmas teddy?
No.
Not really. Do you really need to buy a my first teddy when your kid's born? Do you, like, think about the occasions that you would otherwise go and buy a teddy, and could you mark that in a different way?
Yes.
So my first Christmas might be, hey, we're going to go to the shops and we're going to look at Santa's magical enchanted forest,
yep,
rather than, hey, we're going to go pick a teddy. So I just want you to think creatively. You don't always need to celebrate children's milestones with a teddy. There are plenty of other things you can do so that then they really only have maybe 3 or 4 teddies rather than 30 or 40, which is a conservative estimate of some of the ones that we have decluttered.
Or try to declutter.
Or have in our own house.
Oh, yes, or have in our own house. On that topic, mm-hmm, I like not imbuing the teddies with sentimentality.
Oh, yes.
So don't say to your children, oh, but Auntie Jojo gave you that. You must keep it.
Yeah.
If they don't like it and Auntie Jojo gave it to you, to them, let them let it go. Like, don't even tell them who gave it to them. Mm-hmm. Make it, let them make a decision about whether or not they like it because they like it.
I love that.
Not because Auntie Jojo gave it to them.
Yeah.
Although saying that, I did just give my niece a teddy bear, and if that goes, Erin, I'll be upset.
I think that's really key though, Kirst. I find that when we're going through soft toys and we're doing kids' sessions, it's the parents that find it harder to get rid of, yes, soft toys than the kids.
Yes.
Because they're like, oh, you can't get rid of that one. Such and such gave that one to you. And the kid's looking at you like, yeah, but I like this one better.
Yeah.
So.
And so in that decluttering process, it is really helpful to give boundaries, particularly for kids who find it hard. Like, for instance, we decluttered Amelie's a couple of months ago and we're like, okay, let's get them out and then let's categorize them into dogs, cats, Beanie Boos. And then we're like, right, you can now see that you've got 7 dogs. And she's like, no, I need to keep all of them. Okay, that we might say yes to that. But then when we go out to the shop and we're shopping for your birthday present, guess what? You're never allowed to buy a stuffed dog. Like, that's not happening. And so grandma and granddad, when you take them out shopping for their birthday, guess what's going on the no list? A stuffed dog. And that's how we put boundaries on Amelie.
Yeah.
Because she's so, like, she would have a million stuffed dogs,
mm,
and a million Beanie Boos and a million cats and a million, like, she, yeah, would, if she had her way.
Well, she probably feels sad for them that they're sitting in a shop and they don't have an owner to love on them.
It doesn't help that we have read this beautiful book. I'll put it on the Facebook page. I think it's called Teddy the Prickly Bear.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. It's about a boy who finds a teddy bear in a dumpster.
Oh.
Because the teddy was in a store and nobody was buying it because it was an ugly, prickly, oh, teddy. And so the toy store put it in the dumpster and this kid who doesn't have a lot of things picked it out of the dumpster, took it home, and his single dad's all like, where did you get that from? And he's like, but Dad, I don't have a teddy.
Oh, Kirst!
I know, right?
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Then it's all about this prickly teddy. And the boy goes, but I like it because it's like you, Daddy, because it's got a prickly chin and prickly hair. And then at the end of the story.
No, don't tell me the end of the story if it's going to ruin it.
No, it's beautiful.
Okay.
It becomes soft because it's so well loved. It's not a prickly teddy anymore. Okay, I know what I'm getting Elijah for.
Can you? I need to find this book and get it for him because he would just love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to find that.
That's
going to be my Amazon
present.
Purchase this afternoon.
It's such a beautiful book. that saying, don't buy this book if you don't want to instill in your children a love for soft toys.
So can we talk then, Kirst? We've kind of talked about the decluttering and the mindset around soft toys. How do you store them? So let's just, whatever the collection is, whether it's 2 or 25 million, do you have any ideas on, or how do you store toys? How have you seen clients do it? What has worked? What hasn't worked?
I do like the laundry baskets,
yes,
like the soft ones from Target and Kmart and IKEA, the fabric ones.
Mm-hmm. The collapsible ones.
Yeah, collapsible ones, because they're tall and they can be filled.
Yeah, I love those.
And it's contained and it's a limiter.
Yep.
We have actually limited Emily to one of just the droner boxes.
Oh, yeah.
So
wow.
We've stopped.
It, when you pull it
out, they are suffocating. When you pull it out, they explode out of it. And she has got others scattered through her room. But the ones that she's not currently playing with are in a droner box. So that's, for everybody listening, that's a 33x33 centimeter box that IKEA, the fabric boxes from IKEA. So, but then she does have, she's got a reading corner with some dolls, and she's got a bunk bed for her dolls that teddies sit in, and then she's got them all around her bed. She has a lot of stuffed toys, so she and Elijah never allowed to get married.
No. Elijah's got his contained into one basket in his wardrobe, so it's a basket that you could put like your shoes in or something.
Yep.
And what we have done with a few of the really special ones that were getting squashed in the basket and he was concerned for their well-being is I got it's kind of like a picture frame, but it's more a shelfy kind of thing from Kmart. It's a cloud and shelves in the cloud.
Yep.
And I hung that in his room and we took the little ones that he was concerned about and we've sat them in there. So they're kind of on display, so they don't tend to come down. But every teddy has a beautiful name. You know, they're well loved. And Precious is the one that was always, when he was like 4 or 5, Precious. And now we have Chase. Beautiful Jesse came to IKEA with me one day and he asked me, he goes, can I please have $10 to buy something? And I was like, okay, like this kid never asks for money. Yep, you can have $10. And what he bought was
Chase,
which is a soft dog for Elijah. I know, the sweetest thing. And Elijah was just beside himself. And that's Chase's, who comes on all our family holidays. And, like, Chase is just the best. Chase comes on all our hospital trips.
What about Precious?
Precious still lives.
Has Precious been relegated
Precious
to
is,
second chair?
Precious is now in the toy box in his room, in the toy container. No, there's no lid. And it's got air holes. Don't underestimate the extent we go to.
This is what just blows my mind. This is not the Amy I thought I knew.
Yeah, we don't have any other toys in our house.
I know.
Like if a kid comes over, if you can't play board games or play with soft toys or basketball, there's nothing for you to do. But, yeah, soft toys is his weakness, and I'm okay with that.
Yes. Okay, so we've decluttered.
We've organised. Oh, let's talk about organising a bit more, though.
But also decluttering. Set boundaries for your children.
Yeah.
I think that really helps.
Yeah.
Like limit them. Go, okay, you can have 7 teddies.
Yep.
Or you can have, and get them out and maybe put them in the categories like I said and say, okay, choose your 2 favourites.
Uh-huh. Or you can go 1 in, 1 out. Yes, you can get a new one, but which one would you like to donate to kids who don't have toys? I've got a friend whose daughter is on the spectrum and loves her toys and, like, similar to Elijah, is really personable with them. And so what she does is she sets aside time. She's like, we're going to take these to children who don't have some. And so it really helps the childhood understanding of where things go. We're not throwing them in the bin. We're not whatever. So it might be a 1 in, 1 out thing.
Yes. And I find that really helpful for kids with all their toys.
Yeah, good idea.
To say this is where they're going, and let's really be thoughtful about children who don't have the luxuries and the things that you get to have. You have a birthday coming up. Why don't we go through your stuff and let go of some stuff so that more stuff could come in? Or let's not bring any more stuff in and have an experience instead. But anyway.
Can we talk about storage?
Yes,
do you remember back in the 80s, there used to be this thing that you would buy that was kind of like a teddy bear tree.
Yep.
And you'd hang it from the roof and it was like plastic clips. Chain and clips that came off it.
We had them.
So did we. We had one in every bedroom and you'd like hook every teddy on by their ear or the tail or the tag near their bum.
That.
He wouldn't have coped with that. He but would. If they have a tag, he might have been okay with the tag. Okay. But not an ear. That's animal abuse.
Yeah.
Those things aren't around anymore. I have not seen one in 20 years probably. And remember the nets that you used to be able to hang in the corner of your room?
Yep.
They're not around anymore either. Basically, there were two ideas at organising that just never stuck.
But
too hard.
IKEA do have a bag with holes in it.
We used that for a little while actually in Elijah's room so that they all to get. Do you know what? It's sounding weirder and weirder the longer I talk about
it. It is.
But so that they could all stick their heads out the holes.
Yes.
So we had one of those and then we reduced the quantity so we found a different solution.
Yes, you have a special child.
He is the most sweetest thing this world has ever seen. And whoever gets to be his partner and have children with him is just going to be the luckiest person alive.
Or the most neglected person.
Because the children will take precedence. We've got to be careful. Elijah's class listened to one of our podcasts
Elijah,
the other day
we
in
love
class.
You. We love you.
Oh,
you're
he's
amazing.
The best. He's the best.
Jesse is also amazing.
Okay, so we're just digging holes here. So.
Okay.
I have a review. Is there anything else you wanted to share on Stuff Toys?
Just remember that you are the parent.
Great.
And you get to decide what lives in your house and you can be like Amy and be okay with all the stuffed toys and that's awesome. But you also have, it's your house and your decisions.
Yep.
So you can put boundaries around that.
I love that. Go mama.
Yeah.
This review is from Robin Harrison in Canada. We've had quite a few Canadian reviews lately. 5-star review titled So Helpful. I'm listening from Canada and these ladies are amazing. I just finished the makeup episode and with their help, I've realised that I'm just not a makeup person despite hanging on to a number of palettes for years. Thank you, Amy and Kirsty. Keep it up.
Thank you. What a wonderful review.
Love it.
So if you have a child like Elijah and Emily, or if you have a child more like Jesse and Oliver, come on over into the Facebook group and share with us your tips and tricks for getting them to declutter and your tips and tricks for storing the teddies. And if you want to hook Elijah up with his perfect match,
yeah,
let us know.
Done.
We're all for child brides. And all for matchmaking.
I'm not old enough to be a real grandma.
We can matchmake for when they're 35 and
yeah,
they're
that's
allowed
about
to get
right.
married.
Yep. Have an amazing week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.